Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too. Last week, we talked about one of the most important parables that Jesus told, the 10 virgins. 10 young women went to a wedding. They waited for the bridegroom to come and let them in. They did not know what time he would come. The 10 women had oil-burning lamps. 5 of the women were wise. They had extra oil with them. The other 5 women were foolish. They only had the oil that was in their lamps. The bridegroom did not come for a long time. The oil in the lamps ran out. The 5 wise women had more oil to put in their lamps. The 5 foolish women had to go buy more oil. While they were gone, the bridegroom came. He let the 5 wise women into the wedding. When the 5 foolish women returned, the door was closed. They could not go to the wedding. Jesus is like the bridegroom in this story. Church members are like the 10 women. When Jesus comes again, some members will be ready. They will have obeyed God's commandments. Others will not be ready. They will not be able to be with the Savior when He comes again.
Will earth be white with drifted snow, or will the world know?
who can think of a blessing that they have received from Heavenly Father? Haley?
Family.
Oh, yes, that's right. Rachel?
We have a house and food.
Great. Madeline?
We have talents that we can share with others.
We do, absolutely. Who can think of something that they do really well? It could be playing basketball, dancing, running fast, or even doing the dishes. Riley?
We can do piano.
Yes. Reagan?
I can do math.
Wow, that's great. Anybody else? Madeline?
I'm really good at reading and spelling.
Oh, wow, I love that. Who is it that blesses us with the ability to do these things? Rachel?
Heavenly Father.
Right. When Heavenly Father blesses us with gifts and blessings, what does He ask us to do in return? Madeline?
Share it.
Right, exactly. When the Savior lived on the earth, He shared the answer to this very question through one of His most powerful parables. Today we are going to read about the parable of the talents. As we read the story and discuss what it means, think of the blessings that Heavenly Father has given directly to you. Turn to chapter 48, The Talents, on page 121, and follow along as we read aloud.
Jesus told His disciples a story about a man who gave his servants some talents. A talent was a large amount of money.
The man gave one servant 5 talents, he gave another servant 2 talents, and he gave the third servant 1 talent. Then the man went on a journey.
The servant with 5 talents worked hard. He earned 5 more talents. Now he had 10 talents.
The servant with 2 talents also worked hard. He earned 2 more talents. He now had 4 talents.
The servant with 1 talent buried it in the ground. He was afraid he would lose it. He did not work to earn any more talents.
When the man came back, he asked the servants what they had done with his talents.
The first servant brought him 10 talents. The man was happy. He made the servant a leader over many things and told him to be joyful.
The second servant brought the man 4 talents. This also made the man happy. He made the second servant a leader over many things and told him to be joyful.
The third servant gave the man back the talent he had buried. The man was not happy.
He said the servant was lazy. He should have worked hard to earn more talents. The man took the talent from the third servant and gave it to the first servant.
Then he sent the lazy servants away. The man in the story is like Jesus. We are like the servants. Jesus will judge how we each use the gifts we have been given.
What is a talent in this story? Rachel?
A large amount of money.
Right. Who did the man give his talents to? Madeline?
His three servants.
Right. How many talents did the man give his first servant? Haley?
5.
He gave the second servant talents too. How many did he give him? Reagan?
2.
Yes. How many talents was the third servant given? Riley?
1.
What do you think the man in the story wanted his servants to do with their talents? Madeline?
Work hard and make more.
Yes, he did. Because the first servant worked so hard, how many talents did he earn? Haley?
10.
Why did the second servant end up with more talents just as the first servant did? Reagan?
He worked hard.
Just like the first 2 servants, we need to work hard as well to multiply our talents. What are some things that you can do to multiply the talents that you have been given? Riley?
Practice.
Yes, of course. What else? Madeline?
Try new things.
Wonderful. What did the servant that was given 1 talent do with it? Reagan?
He buried it.
Yes, he did. Why did he hide his talent away? Haley?
Because he was afraid he would lose it.
Oh, that is exactly right. How do you think Heavenly Father feels when we don't even try to magnify our talents? Riley?
Sad.
Yes. How else, Rachel?
Disappointed.
Oh, absolutely. If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the parable of the talents. As we continue to discuss this story, think about how it applies to us and the blessings that Heavenly Father has given to each one of us. When the Master returned from his journey, what did he ask his servants? Rachel?
What they had done with their talents.
Why was the man happy with what the first servant had done? Madeline?
He had worked hard to make more talents.
Excellent. What did the master do for him? Rachel?
He made him a leader.
Because the second servant also worked hard like the first, the man was happy with him as well. How did the man show his thanks for what his servant had done? Riley?
He made him a leader too.
What did the third servant give to the master when it was his turn? Haley?
He gave him the talent that he had buried.
Right, he did. Why was the man upset with him? Reagan?
He didn't work hard to get more talents.
What did the master do with the talent he had originally given to the third servant? Madeline?
He gave it to the first servant.
Like the man in the story gave his servants talents, Jesus gives us talents as well. We are like the servants in this story. Who will judge us on how we use our gifts and talents we have been given? Riley?
Heavenly Father.
Yes. Why is it important for us to share our gifts and talents and not hide them in the earth? Madeline?
So we can use it to benefit others.
Great.
So we can make Heavenly Father happy.
Wonderful. Think of a gift or talent Jesus has blessed you with. How can you share that with other people around you? Haley?
I could teach my little sister how to dance.
You sure could. That would be great. How else can we share them? Madeline?
I'm good at singing. I could sing for others.
Oh, I love it. Rachel?
I could perform at recitals.
Absolutely. Wow, Reagan?
I could tutor someone in math.
That's right, you could, Reagan. Why do you think it makes Jesus happy when we share our gifts? Madeline?
We use them wisely.
Okay, and why does it make him happy?
Because we use them and we don't waste them.
Right, I love that answer. President Gordon B. Hinckley once said, "My talents may not be great, but I can use them to bless the lives of others. I can be one who does his work with pride in that which comes from his hands and mind." Never forget, children, that perhaps the greatest thing that we can do with the gifts and blessings we have received from Heavenly Father is use them to bless the lives of others around us. By doing this, we will be showing our love for them as well as our love for the Savior and our Heavenly Father. As we try our best to do this, we will learn, just like the first two servants in this story, that Heavenly Father will reward us with many more great and wonderful gifts and blessings. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week we'll read Chapter 49, The First Sacrament, and Chapter 50, Other Teachings at the Last Supper.
See you next week!
Scripture Power! Keeps me safe from sin. Scripture Power is the